Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Olson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Goodman catches it and throws to first to double up DeMaestri. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Vallow now playing right field. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McDermott moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McDermott scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman scores. Pearsall moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Kell reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilbur strikes out. There goes Gurnett. The throw from Murray to second, and Gurnett is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field. McGee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGee. Bowling moves to second. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall bunts towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Olson hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kell moves to second. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive towards the mound. McDermott can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gurnett. Michaels moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Joe Astroth pinch hits for Harry Bird. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDermott for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. There goes Kell trying to get to home. Zerniel throws the ball into DeMaestri, who relays the ball to Murray, who tags Kell, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilbur hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McDermott hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive towards third. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.